From dark to light and living to loving. Your business is as unique as you are. I'm Meg, your host. Calling in Clarity is all about the business insights I have as a spiritual mental projector. We'll talk all things business energetics and marketing. My hope is that you, the powerful creator and healer, can learn to enjoy the journey of entrepreneurship with ease and flow. If that sounds like you, come on, let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome. All right, so if you've been listening for a while, you have seen me really follow my third line. For those of you that are well-versed in human design, I am a mental projector with a profile of 3-5. So that third line is all about making and breaking. It's all about experimenting, experiencing, and just sort of viewing life as a playground. So through the past, over 10 years of my own entrepreneurial journey and helping other businesses build their business, I have been able to learn so much, and these powerful insights now get to be given to you. So again, if you're new here, hello, I'm Meg. And if you have been following for quite a while, you know that the past couple of years have been a major transformational period, not only for my business, also for myself. So I am ready to freaking rock and roll and get you all on the same page to loving your business, making whatever you want to make. Honestly, like, I am going to be the first person to tell you that it is not about making a certain amount of money, whatever it is that you want to make, right? And making that easeful, flowful, yes, I make up words here, and fun. So today I want to talk about something that it comes up quite often with my clients. I know it comes up often for people who are considering starting a business. It is really one of those like first initial check marks on the list when you are setting up your business. And even though it is one of the first steps, it's something that as an entrepreneur, you will come back to often. You will question yourself. So let's just rip off the band-aid and get started on it. Okay. So if you are a spiritual entrepreneur, you are most likely mission-driven. You know that you have a place and a purpose on this earth, and you're like, all right, I'm ready to like go after it. So the first thing that I want to talk about is that, yeah, you have a purpose. We all have a purpose. That is something that I strongly believe. I know that there are people who disagree with me. That is okay. I believe we all have a purpose. Now, your life purpose and your business purpose are not the same. I'm going to say that again. Your life purpose and your business purpose are not the same. So your business is a creation that you made, right? Did you create yourself? I mean, again, this is going to come back to your beliefs, but my guess is that you're probably going to say, no, I didn't create myself, right? You were given a purpose. Now you are giving your business a purpose. This really comes back to the entire idea also that we hear a lot in mainstream media that your business is an extension of you. I'm here to like totally kill that and say your business is not an extension of you. Your business is a creation. It is separate from you. I see a lot of people becoming really codependent on their businesses, using their business as their identity, and that is simply not the case. I want to give you an example before I move on any further. Let's say that you are, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, and your life purpose, and again, I have no idea, you know, what his actual purpose is. I've never had a conversation with him, and I am going to tie this into human design later on, but I've never looked at his chart either. So this is all me sort of just looking into what a possibility could be for the record. All right, so let's say that you're Mark Zuckerberg. You have this like calling on your life to communicate. You want like networking, community. And so in your own personal life, you prioritize communicating with others. Then you're like, okay, cool. Let's make this a business, right? Because I love it. So now he's created Facebook. Is Facebook his life purpose? I would hope that the answer would be no, right? His life purpose is to actually connect with his community, create his community, be with his people. Is he trying to be with the entire world that's on Facebook? Again, I really hope not. So I hope that that is an example that you can sort of visualize where the difference is. His life purpose may, and again, this is a maybe, might be to connect with people. So then he creates a connection platform. Separate. They are separate. When something awful happens on Facebook, like we know it can happen, does that reflect on who he actually is as a person? I mean, a lot of people might want to believe so, and it's just not the case, right? We really don't know him as a human, so that's a whole nother topic. Let's try not to judge, right? There's a difference, okay? And the way that I like to describe it is that your business, again, it's something you created. It's sort of more like a child to you. And if you've gone through your healing journey, what I hope will make a lot of sense to you is that if your child has a bad day, you are not going to take that as a reflection of your parenting. You are not going to say, oh, I'm a horrible parent now. That's my hope. And some of you may be in that space still. So I spew off words here, and you may find something that you're like, ooh, that's really interesting. I'm going to journal on that later. Highly encourage you to. So your business is this outside force. Stop putting your identity in it. Stop putting codependent energy into it. Figuring out your life purpose is so much different than figuring out your business's purpose. And what I hope to do today is help to walk you through some of the ways that I was able to finally find my business's purpose. All right. So the very first thing for me that I will talk about on and on probably forever was finding out my human design type. Now, as you begin to listen more, please note that I refer to human design as your energetic blueprint. So when I found out my energetic blueprint of being a projector and understanding that I am meant to receive, understanding that I am meant to be recognized for my divine gifts, that really, really changed my view of being a business owner. I've always been a business owner in some way, shape, or fashion, and I have always served businesses in some way, shape, or fashion over the past, like I said, 10 plus years. And really starting to understand who I was as a projector and then aligning with that energy massively changed the trajectory of my business. We've all been conditioned, so I just want to throw that out there. We've all been conditioned, and I was highly conditioned to act like a manifestor generator. Whew. If you understand energetic blueprints, you'll understand how much deconditioning I really had to go through to become this higher version of myself. But all that aside, your energetic blueprint holds simply knowing your type holds so much information about your purpose. And as a projector, if you're a projector listening, one of my favorite ways to describe the projector energy is that you are a midwife to the universe. You are like this fountain, this flowing essence of what the world needs, and then shining that out in your everyday, daily life. So once I really started to understand that it was about me, and this is something that, again, is for everyone, but that my business first started with me finding peace within myself, that was a major switch, a major change for me. Now, to give you an idea, when I found out I was a projector, I was in network marketing. If you are a projector or if you are in network marketing, you're going to understand just how generator focused that field was. And the moment that I started to really see differences in my business, it was because I was shining my light. I was simply showing what's going on in my world. And everybody started coming to me for much deeper transformations than a pack of vitamins can give, right? And that's where I started getting those invitations. So again, if you don't understand energetic blueprint, I'm going to highly encourage you to go find your chart. I believe I have this linked to my Instagram. There's a link inside of my links there where you can go find your chart. Anyhoozle, knowing that I was meant to have these invitations come and that I was meant to listen to them and use my authority to choose what was aligned for me, healthy for me, was such a shift in and of itself. And it has led me here to business energetics and teaching you all to love your business more. Okay, so all these invitations came my way, and I started to see that this is where I'm really meant to shift. Again, being a midwife to the universe, now I get to work with spiritual healers, just these mission-driven men and women. And it's so beautiful. I am their midwife as they build their businesses that are going to change hundreds, thousands, just multiple lives, being their business midwife. So I hope that that sort of gives you an idea. Again, you know, if I were to sort of give this same example for each type, let me go ahead and just do that. So manifestors, you have this lion energy. It is like leader of the pack. I'm here to blaze a new trail. That is you. That is your energy. And when you have creative flows coming to you saying this is a new direction that we need to go, trust them. That's sort of like your invitation. You're often getting invitations either from yourself or from the universe that you then have this new way of thinking, and you're here to lead us. You're here to lead us down these trails. That's going to make a difference in the purpose, of course, your life purpose and the purpose of your business. Manifesting generators. Actually, let's do generators next. So generators, you are the workforce energy. You are the worker bees. You can go, 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 go like the Energizer Bunny. So my partner, he is a generator and he's in manual labor. So I often use this as an example of what a generator can really birth. You know, whether it be in construction, whether it be in social media management, it is this energy to continue on the go. And so really, really using that energy, utilizing it in a way that lights you up. One thing I will say is that as a generator, if you have a business and you're feeling burnt out, let's shift that, because the purpose, the mission behind it, that's all that may be simply off for you. Okay, so you're here to light yourself up and also light others up. It's an exciting energy. All right, manifesting generators. You're this mix of the lion and the worker bee. So once you've been invited, once somebody says like, hit follow, start telling them what to do, please. Anyways, I'm getting into marketing, which is aside from your purpose. But for manifesting generators, I do want you to start noticing like, what are the things that light you up to talk about? You have this enormous voice that is, again, this lion energy where you can blaze a new trail for us. I also call manifesting generators paradigm shifters. You really, really have this energy to truly shift the consciousness of the world. Many of you are also healers in some way. Let's see, who have I not talked about? Oh, projectors. I mean, I've talked about projectors, so I'm going to move on from my own perspective. And reflectors. Reflectors, you are this mirror. Surprise. If you feel surprised about something, know that you are moving in alignment. You're moving in the right direction. And your purpose is to really kind of shine that light on others. Like, you too get to be surprised at your inner power. You too get to be surprised about the huge cash flows that your business is creating. Here's how, right? You are a mirror. So you make an incredible guide, because you are reflecting, mirroring things back that your client or customer may need to hear. And reflectors tend to be really, again, great guides, very, very spiritual human beings, super connected to source. So, you know, if you're a reflector in business and you don't really feel like you're offering that spiritual side, I'd ask you to tap in and say, what is this, you know, very deeply connected to source energy inside of me, and how can I offer that to the people I work with, to my audience, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. The other, and again, there's so many spaces within your energetic blueprint. Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of water. so many spaces that can point you in the right direction. One of the most major ones, and what we actually call your purpose inside of human design, are your sun gates, specifically the sun gates that are on your conscious or personality side. These are things that you're very aware of and that others see in you, right? Like, if we look up in the sky, we are going to see the sun. So when people look at you, they really see these traits inside of you. So my example is intimacy, creating the purpose. Let me say this again. The purpose in my energetic blueprint is to create rules around intimacy. Okay. And so how I do this in my business is obviously so different than how I do it in my personal life. In my personal life, I am so connected to my family. I mean, there are also times as a projector that I say goodbye, everyone. I really desire some space for myself right now. But there's this longing to always become better at communication, have healthier boundaries. You know, it's all the rules, all the, you know, laws that could go into having healthy connections. When I take that and I work with my clients, this is marketing. This is messaging. This is sales conversations. This is the communication that you use inside of your business in order to create consistent cash flow, in order to create consistent leads, right? And so I take this, it's obviously different from my personal life, right? So different. And of course, there is crossover. So sidebar, I do have a parenting coach because clearly this is always something, as it's my purpose, it's always going to be something that I want to create better results in. And so what's super funny is when we talk, I'm often giving her insights to her marketing conversations, her messaging, her communication with potential clients, and she's giving me, you know, the same in a parenting container, right? And we're leading each other, which is just, it's so funny how we have these gifts that are easier in some realms and harder in others, right? So I hope that that can really show you that your life purpose and your business purpose, I mean, are they in the same color scheme? Yeah. Yeah. They are also totally different. Okay. Some other ways that really helped me to lean into my purpose and become super duper clear around what I'm meant to do. I mean, there's a plethora of things, you guys. So I'm giving you the nuts and bolts. Of course, always feel free to shoot me a message if something is unclear. But one of the biggest things that I see a lot of entrepreneurs skipping is a mission statement. And this is probably more specific to online entrepreneurs. A lot of business coaches, and again, I call myself a business guide, so that's normally the term I like to use. A lot of business guides, coaches, mentors out there are simply asking you to create an I help statement. How do you help people? Who do you help? What's the end result for them? This is really important because it goes inside of your bio where everybody can see, okay, this is what you do. And it's a simp quickle. Woo-hoo. Have fun with me here, everybody. All right, it is a simple and quick way to communicate with others what you do. Your mission statement, yeah, you're probably not going to post it anywhere. You may, but your mission statement is like the basis of your business. And so if you don't have like a freaking journal entry, at least, about your mission statement, number one, you're still unclear. You're still unclear what like your freaking purpose is. Mission, purpose, they are very similar. Because your purpose isn't to like work with one person and, you know, create a result for them. It's so much deeper than that. There's this ripple effect, right? And your mission talks about that. So you're taking what's inside of you and you're really pushing it out to the world. When I'm talking about this in a spiritual sense, this is the art of manifestation. You have got to release it and let it go in order for it to come back to you. And that is one of the first laws of manifestation. I mean, I don't necessarily know that that's what anybody's preaching. It's what I would share with you, is you have to let go. So on that spiritual level, it is creating the ability for it to come back to you. on a logical level. It is showing you your own clarity. Do you share your mission statement with the world? Not, you know, in exact terms. It's going to come through your messaging. People are going to feel that energy when they talk to you. People are going to see, you know, what is it that you stand for? Your values, of course, are also going to be a major player in this. But again, I'm going with some of the nuts and bolts first. So again, I encourage you to go write out a mission statement. If you need an example, Google some. I mean, every single major company out there has a mission statement. It is one of the building blocks that goes into building a successful business. And it's something, again, that I see a lot of specifically online entrepreneurs skipping. So I want to encourage you to at least consider, how could this impact you on a personal level? And then how could it impact your business? Okay, so if you have ever worked with me before, chances are we have talked about the pink bubble meditation. And I am not going to guide everyone through it right now. That's like a whole another 30 minutes to an hour. So we are not going to have a podcast episode that is that long. Not today. And I'm going to guide you through this. So this was a meditation that I did fairly early on in my business setup. And it was so impactful. And I want to say that one of the biggest pieces is when we enter a meditation, like sort of looking for an answer, oftentimes we can create that answer on our, you know, from our mind. And so simply setting up for this meditation, you're going to want to be in a neutral space. And I don't mean simply your physical environment, it's your internal environment as well. You're going to want to be in a neutral space where you are open to receiving what God, Source, Universe, whoever you perceive them to be, what they are dropping into you. What they are saying is your mission on earth. And I will tell you right now that I was incredibly surprised about what showed up for me. I would encourage you to notice, if you're not surprised from the meditation, you may want to try it again. This can create such incredible clarity. So when I lead this meditation, here's sort of the key elements. And, you know, if you want to write these down so that you can use it later, it goes a little something like this. So number one, the first thing you want to do is really envision a white light, a strong protective presence around you that is from source. It's source energy. You are placing yourself into, like, becoming one with the metaphysical, okay? And then I like to have my clients, when I do this with them, unzip themselves, almost like there's a zipper at the top of your head going all the way down to your root, maybe some zippers that go down the legs, and you're just envisioning that this zipper is just fully opening up your body to what is meant to come through for you. So really, really, really getting yourself into the space of being open and really not having expectations is an important piece of it as well. So then you're simply asking for a picture to be painted. You know, what is it that I am supposed to be doing? What is it that I am meant to be on this earth for? What is it, right? and allow that picture to be painted in front of you. I often tell people to look down at their feet first. You know, they're sort of envisioning that they're there in this space, whatever is being painted. Look down at your feet first. You know, is it grass underneath your feet? Is it a like a pathway in a forest? Is it a sidewalk? What is it? And, you know, to then take their gaze and start coming up and watching what's being painted in front of them. Is it trees? Is it a cabin? Is it a horse's stable? Is it, well, I mean, it could be any number of things, right? Simply notice what's there. And then I have them explore the area. So for me personally, to give you just a personal example, for me, it was a sidewalk and there were doors. So I went into the doors and it was like this gorgeous gym. And there was a kids area, a beautiful kids area. There was a coffee shop. I mean, there were all sorts of things. Basically, the gist is if there are doors, go through them, find out what's there. If there is a path, walk it, find out what's there. If there is, you know, like nothing, keep walking. Look around, explore, see what's really, really there. And you know, I'll talk a little bit more about how this all relates to the business coaching too, since I gave those couple examples of the doors. Anyway, you're exploring, you're seeing what is there, you're taking note of it. And then when you're ready, when you feel ready, you walk back to the beginning of where the picture was painted. And you just take a good look at it. Really, really noticing what's going on. And here's where the pink bubble comes in. You envision this beautiful picture of your purpose, your dreams, your goals, your ambitions. I mean, now you're probably pretty tied to it. And you wrap it up in this pink bubble and you send it away. You send it to the universe. You practice the art of letting go. And I often, you know, tell people to use this really in anything, whether it's their own goal or something that's been given to them. Send it off. Send it off. Let go. Detach. And then watch how the universe drops these bits and pieces into your lap. So I do recommend like repeating this meditation as well, making sure that it really gets sent off, because that letting go piece is so difficult. But what you will gain from it is seeing this painting and fully understanding this is my purpose. Okay, so I want to like give a little bit of an example. You know, I told you guys that there was a gym and there was a kids area and all these different things. You know, there was, I will even say, you know, a neighborhood. So it was like a community center inside of a neighborhood. And what it showed me is, Meg, you're here to hold space for all these different amazing life changers to go change lives, right? So, you know, there was also a place called the Coach's Corner, which now exists, by the way, side note, where, you know, you could find your counselors, your personal trainers, your nutrition specialists, your Reiki practitioners. It was, you know, everybody that you could need all in one place. And so how I'm cultivating this now is growing this group, this team that comes into my containers, and they are there to serve the people that I work with. Now, this has the much broader goal of actually being a physical location someday. And again, things start dropping in. So trust the process. So I hope that that kind of like ties that together for you. You're like, Meg, you don't, like, where in the world does it say that you own a gym? I don't. And someday, I'm sure I will. All right. So those were, again, like three major elements to how I really started forming my purpose. And then the next step is to reverse engineer it. Okay, what steps can I take to get to this big, grand space? All right, there are some difficulties to your purpose as well. You may find that your purpose feels too big. So here's some questions that you can ask yourself is, how can you serve this vision, this purpose, this major, major thing that you are being asked to build? How can you serve from the place you're at right now? And I want to give a little bit on the energetic blueprints as well. So projectors, what feels easy and fun? Like, what feels like it can be easy and fun for you right now that you can offer to others? Generators, what is lighting you up? What makes you feel all warm and gooey like a chocolate chip cookie? Manifestors, what creative ideas are being dropped into your head, your body? Reflectors, what messages are you getting from source? And manifesting generators, what do you see as, you know, maybe a problem or a way that you can serve? Basically, what solution can you provide to the problems that you're seeing? And these all are, you know, what can you do now types of questions. This can really be one way to take that purpose and create a stepping stone. Nothing is built overnight. As we know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And the main takeaway I would love for you all to have is that your purpose is your life. Plain and simple. Your purpose is your life and how you live it, and to live it the most authentic way you can. Your business's purpose is to support your life and support your vision. So I hope that that makes sense. I always, always, always love feedback and encourage you to ask questions. Come chat with me. Tell me what you think. Tell me what didn't make sense to you. One of the channels that it's actually the only channel that I have defined within my chart is the 4323. And if you're familiar, you know that that's called the genius to freak. So I also know that sometimes when words come out of my mouth, people are like, WTF. So I'm super, super open to feedback and more conversations. And I do want to share, if you're listening before March 29th, I do have a messaging, mindset, and manifestation training coming up. If you would like an invitation to that, it is really by invite only, honoring my projectorness. Again, connect with me on Instagram and I will get you that invitation. All right, my friends, sending you so much love, and I will see you. Nope, I won't see you, but you'll hear me again next week. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found some breakthroughs for your business. And if you'd like to connect further, you can find me on Instagram at That Unbroken Guide Meg. Thanks again for spending time with me. I'm honored to hold this space for you.